Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber. Also, it's Woo-hoo. Adventure Book Theater, kind of.
Calling it sometimes.
So it's also that.
Within the clubhouse, there is a theater.
Cool. Am I a host of that one, or am I just still, you know, kind of recurring?
And you know what? That actually reminds me. Jake Hurwitz. We've got
a fresh new guest here.
An understudy has taken the stage.
Have we met before, Jake? Is this our first time meeting?
I'm going to lean into it. This is actually my first time. Can I do my promos up top?
That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm selling wallets over at brothershalcyon.com.
Actually, we have met because I remember you saying that.
Yeah, you know that I talk. But I talk about the beard oil business. Okay? Just making sure.
And you know what? Let's go ahead up top. We've got some shows coming up in just a couple weeks
in
September. We've got a bunch of shows in the Midwest. We're going to be in Minneapolis on September 13th for Dungeon Court Live.
Yeah.
Madison on September 14th, Milwaukee on September 15th, and rounding that little trip out with Chicago for Dungeon Court Live on September 16th. So please check that out. You can get your tickets at nadpod.com/live.
Right on.
Get them.
This week, we will be reading another classic Goosebumps, Give Yourself Goosebumps, which is their choose your
own
adventure.
Buddy, I'm trying.
I'm trying to give myself goosebumps over here.
Little self-pleasure.
Beware.
That's kind of been the theme of my adult life, trying to give myself goosebumps.
Trying to give yourself some goosebumps.
Yeah, hey, enough self-care. How about some self-scare?
Wow, dude.
Yeah, that actually
really
did
good.
Frighten me. That
worked. Yeah.
That was really good.
Our chairs are pissed.
So this one is called Beware of the Purple Peanut Butter, and it's just got a kid in a peanut butter sandwich, and the peanut butter's purple.
Okay, let's talk about preconceived notions.
Yeah, let's judge this book by its cover.
Because these books are so vibrantly covered that they're begging to be judged. I'm thinking, is there going to be a peanut butter slime monster? I love it, if so.
I think that this kid is just confused about what jelly is.
Oh, that's true.
And he does not have a sweet tooth. So he keeps being like, oh, what is
this? What's this purple peanut butter? Mom, stop buying this stuff.
Wow, we solved the mystery.
Yeah, it's one big misunderstanding.
I think it's going to be like a blob situation where maybe he puts a little peanut butter on it and then it continues to grow and grow and grow and starts like absorbing people.
Uh-huh.
That would be my guess.
Do we think he's going to lose a pet to it? A beloved parakeet named Jakey.
Yeah.
Did you have a parakeet named Jakey?
My sister did, and he died on Christmas morning.
Oh,
oh no.
Wow. Jakey do be like that.
What the hell, Emily? Why would you tell that story?
I'm doing self-scare.
Self-scare.
You can't get mad at me.
Share your pet death stories. It's
Oh, my God.
Please
it's so
don't.
Sad.
Please don't.
Emily, have we not swapped parakeet stories before?
I'm sure we have.
We must have in the long history here.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I also had a parakeet named Johnny Bird that gave my mom tetanus.
Jesus Christ.
Who's buying kids birds?
Yeah, I didn't know you were both bird people.
I think I wanted to be a bird person because of Iago from Aladdin. I was just like, it seems really cool to have like a parrot on your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's the classic, you know, vizier with the parrot.
Yeah, and so that's how your mom got tetanus, was Johnny Bird was perched on her shoulder like Iago from Aladdin.
Exactly.
As your mother demanded.
Well, the thing is, like, Iago, Johnny Bird, like, had demands for my mother. Was like whispering about like what they should do about the Sultan, aka my father.
Puppeteering her against your father.
Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and start reading Beware the Purple Peanut Butter. So right off the bat,
now
Beware.
I'm sad that there's not going to be a bird. Okay.
Well, we can add one. We can add one. You want to name it Jakey? Jakey. Okay, great.
Jakey Bird.
Okay, so Beware. Do not read this book from beginning to end.
That's my nickname.
We know. Don't go in the basement, your aunt warns you.
We got an aunt!
Okay, we've got an aunt.
Wow.
Warns as you start a game of hide and seek with your two horrible cousins.
Okay.
Well, is one of them a bird?
One of them could be a bird. One of them,
already.
Was Jakey a bad bird?
I don't remember. I was too young.
Okay.
I was too young. It's my sister's Christmas bird, den. Okay? Yeah. Jakey was not a personal experience for me.
I mean, it sounds like Jakey made that day all about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To die on Christmas.
All about him.
This sounds like one of those like really sad country songs. It's like, Jakey was a bird. He died on Christmas.
Okay.
But he was reborn on Easter. Anyways, go on.
The aunt says, don't go in the basement. Do you listen? No way.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. We got that 90s tude. But while you're hiding in the basement, your stomach grumbles and growls. You open an old refrigerator and find a jar of purple peanut butter and a stale chocolate cake. Which should you eat? Watch out! A small taste of one of these foods could cause big trouble. Okay. You may never be the same again.
Okay.
You're in control of this scary adventure. You decide what will happen and how terrifying the scares will be. Start on page one, then follow the instructions at the bottom of each page.
You make
the choices.
We eat the cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Not a choice. Yeah. Not a choice.
The
yet.
Title said "Beware the purple peanut butter."
Again,
so I'm gonna eat the.
You're
cake.
Gonna eat the cake.
Also, does it really say old refrigerator?
You open an old refrigerator. Yeah, in the basement.
It's a basement fridge.
Oh yeah. That's a spare refrigerator.
That's
not
the spare fridge.
You're going down there. You're looking for cokes.
That's the garage fridge.
That's like when a family gets a new refrigerator, but they're like, well, we can't throw out the old one.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're not getting rid of the old one. I've actually recently said I was going to become a cake guy.
Really?
Explain.
Well, you know, I always like dessert, but I never have cake for dessert. So I think I'm going to start, you know, enjoying
making cake.
What do you usually have for dessert?
Thanks for asking. Usually, excuse me, Murph,
Murph, I'm very interested. Jake, please continue. Jake, a.k.a. Cake. Cake? Yeah. Should we start calling him
Jake? Jake the Cake is pretty good. Excuse me, Murph. One second.
This is terrible content.
Excuse me.
He said he wanted to be a cake guy.
One second.
His anecdote was just that he likes to have dessert and he'd like to have cake a little
excuse
more
me.
Often.
Excuse me. Murph, continue, Cake.
Typically cake. On an average evening for dessert, I will have a banana with peanut butter drizzled with chocolate chips.
That's not
on the
a
top.
Dessert.
I mean, what? Yeah,
wait.
It certainly is a dessert.
Sounds like a dessert.
This requires so much more elaboration. It's like, what are you like laying the banana in like a dish or a bowl?
Thank
or
you for
something?
Asking. Yes, I have the banana in a dish or a mug. Thank you. Excuse me, Murph. And then,
I'm defending and then you. They're saying you're thinking of a dessert. You just put a little chocolate on a fucking banana.
Our friend Cake is trying to talk.
Excuse me, Murph. Continue, Cake.
Take the cake. Yeah, then a spoonful of peanut butter drizzle. Chocolate talk. Chips.
Okay,
so I'm trying to do cake instead. Thank you. That is my time.
That's great. That was an awesome story.
Okay, actually, I'm going to change my choice. We're going to eat. I'm enticed by this. So we're going to actually look for an old banana in the old fridge, some old chocolate chip cookies.
Great.
And some old peanut
I
want to
try
that
and
sounds
slam.
Delicious. I don't know if you guys know, but that's usually what I have for dessert.
Page one. You can't believe your parents did this to you. Your mom and dad are off to Europe on a business trip. So you have to spend the summer in Fiskville with Aunt Fiona and Uncle Harvey.
Okay, I need to call something out right now.
Right.
Uh-huh. This is our second Goosebumps. It always begins with the parents leaving you.
Absentee parents, yeah.
It's true. This is Home Alone. You're protecting pop culture.
It's good old, it's wholesome 90s rudeness where it's like, we can't say that we don't like our parents, but extended family, that's game.
Okay.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's fascinating.
I like that.
I wonder what kind of high powered jobs are sending these two parents to Europe on business.
Yeah, that's true.
They're totally traveling with an attaché, like handcuffed to a briefcase.
Yes. Maybe they're rare jewel dealers.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're like 2 sentences.
They're going to a dentist convention. Both of them did not need to go. Okay, they just hate their kid.
I don't know why they're bringing rare jewels to a dentist convention, but
convention in Estonia instead of a rare jewel Geneva.
You can smuggle jewels in teeth.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Dentist jewel smugglers.
Yeah. Jewel smugglers, and they bring like dentures, but
each one is a diamond.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know why you don't like your parents, because they are dentist jewel smugglers.
The person likes their parents. They don't like spending the summer with Aunt Fiona and Uncle Harvey, because that means spending the summer with your cousins Barney and Dora, which means a summer of torture. Barney is a year older than you and a bully. Dora is a year younger and a whiny pet.
And a bird.
Dora is a bird. Okay, establish the age. So Barney's a year older. So Barney, of course, is 35.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're 34. Dora's a year younger, so Dora's 33.
Which is old for a bird.
Old, very old for a bird.
Oh, I don't know. Birds live a really long time.
Some birds live a really long time.
It's not old for every bird.
Not Jakey, but a lot of birds live really long times and don't die on Christmas. not what you had in mind for your summer vacation. You stare glumly out the car window as your aunt and uncle drive home from the airport. Aunt Fiona turns around in the front seat and beams at you. Barney and Dora can't wait till we bring you home, she squeals. I'll bet, you think. Bad news, Barney can't wait to pound me into the ground.
What?
Dora the drag can't wait to rope me into playing with her dolls. Uncle Harvey pulls the car into a driveway. You stare at this house. It's 2 stories high and run down. Jesus. The lawn is choked with weeds.
I mean, we're 34. Of course we have an idea. We have opinions about houses.
We have opinions about their home. And how they keep it up.
Zillow rating on this thing is terrible.
You're not doing your seasonal upkeep here. Yeah. I mean, look at the gutters. Yeah. Look at the leaves.
Also, just classic child caring about the lawn a lot. You know, whenever I was a child and I saw weeds, I'd freak out.
Mm-hmm. Harvey, when's the last time you power washed this deck? Yeah. I mean, come on, guy.
Good God.
This isn't going to show well.
The front steps are cracking and crumbling. Not very promising. At least the creepy cousins aren't around, you think. Maybe you can sneak off before they know you're here. Then a loud bang makes you jump out of your skin. Makes you nearly jump out of your skin.
We're always getting frightened by bangs and rumbles.
Yeah, we're so frightened. Barney runs out the front door, letting it slam behind him. You slowly step out of the car. Barney's face breaks into a mean grin under his thick blonde hair. Even though he's only a year older than you, he's twice your size. While your aunt and uncle unload the car, he punches you on the arm hard. Whoa. Hi, wimp. He snarls.
Oh my goodness.
Don't you have work today, man?
You're 35.
I'm furloughed.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. The company's making cutbacks, but they say they've got plans for me.
It's good.
I've got a handshake deal with my boss.
How's your bird sister?
She's fine. Dora skips around the side of the house, or rather flaps around the side of the house. She's a bird,
right,
holding her obnoxious orange cat, Puff. Just a big bird carrying a cat.
A bird playing with dolls and carrying a cat?
Yeah.
R.L. Stine is a visionary.
Yeah. Dora's dark hair hangs in 2 long braids over her shoulders. Classic bird
shoulders.
She's a crow. She eyes you with a smirk and giggles.
A braided crow.
Ah, I thought they were extinct.
Puff hisses at you. What a summer, you think. Maybe you can spend your entire vacation upstairs in your room. But no, we've been waiting for you, Barney says. Let's play hide and seek. Again, I'm furloughed, so I've got the day off. Oh no, you think. It's starting. It's nice to see you're already having fun. Aunt Fiona gushes. Your uncle and I have to go back to work at the university. I'll take your suitcase upstairs for you. No, really, you protest. I don't mind. Nonsense, Uncle Harvey responds. You kids go on and play. There's just one thing. It's
really
very important.
Nice.
You can play anywhere you want, but don't go in the basement.
I just think it's wild that Barney works for Boeing. Like, that he's an aeronautics engineer.
I know, it's crazy, and they should be getting a lot of work. Why is he furloughed?
What's happening?
What did Barney do?
It makes us think there's something more going on.
Is Barney a whistleblower and they're trying to hold him back?
It's like they're afraid of what he might say if they actually fire him.
Is that why?
Is he a whistleblower in the making?
Yeah, it's always lashing out.
What does Barney know about Boeing?
Yeah. That's
I mean, it makes sense because his sister's a bird, so he'd be interested in flight.
Yeah.
So that's how he got the job.
Yeah. We're going to find out for sure. So they had me turn to page 23. I love when they just do a fun page jump for no reason because they know kids will get a kick out of it. It's like, from page 2 to page 23?
Without making
here?
A decision.
Yeah.
Hey, this book is like summer vacation. There's no rules.
Thank you. Why can't we go in the basement, you ask? We haven't cleaned it out since we moved in. Aunt Fiona tells you, the people who owned the house before us were very strange. We don't know what's down there. It could be dangerous. Let's get started, Barney commands when his parents have gone inside. You remember the hide-and-seek rules? I remember, you sigh. Who could forget? Whoever is it gets to pound anyone he catches, Barney reminds
brother.
You. Fine, you say. I'll go first. Sorry, Barney replies. It's my house. I'll be it to start. Now go hide while I count to 100. He laughs as he waves his fist in your face. Then he shuts his eyes.
Wow.
Tries to forget what he saw at Boeing. Page 108. Another just jumps.
Ignores the texts from journalists. Checking in on you.
The autopilot wasn't functioning right, and they pushed it forward.
One, Barney counts. 2, 3, 4, 27, 28, 50. Wow. As usual, your cousin is shoddy math, eating. Barney.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would think an aeronautical engineer would be better at math.
I know. Yeah.
Well, you know, Boeing's all about cutting corners, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
That's, Barney knows. You'll have to find a place to hide fast. But where? Dora drops Puff and runs around to the back of the house. You want to stay as far away from her as possible. You glance around, then tiptoe into the house. You find yourself in a small living room crowded with furniture. You don't have much time. Where can you hide? You dodge around a couple chairs. Then you head for a hallway that leads to the kitchen. 70, Barney shouts from outside. 81, 86. You spot a doorway to the right of the refrigerator. You pull the door open. Steep, splintery steps lead down into a dark, musty-smelling room. It must be the way to the basement. But your aunt and uncle warned you to stay out of it. 93, Barney shouts. Quick, make a decision. Should you forget about your aunt and uncle's warnings and hide in the basement or find somewhere else to hide?
I don't want to get pounded. Not this early in the book.
Yeah, we have to choose.
I mean, it is the perfect spot to hide because you were told by the aunt and uncle in front of Barney not to go in there. So Barney might not go there first.
Exactly, but I do want to get like a lay of the house. I just want to see like what rooms we're working with. Like,
yeah,
you know,
let's go take a shit.
What the resale value is going to be.
Okay, yes. Okay, so there is...
Can we do a tour?
There's a bathroom that is clogged.
In that case, basement.
Basement. Okay, so we are going to go to the basement.
Clogged
Great.
With bird
okay.
shit.
And I'm going to say... Aunt Fiona and Uncle Harvey, they've kind of got Yaunt and Yunkle energy. So I think even though we're in our 30s, they're in their late 40s.
Whoa. Right. Whoa. Yeah. Okay, yeah. They're definitely like prowling the internet for some good swinging.
Yeah, they're Gen X. There's like a lot of like Pearl Jam posters and stuff around the house.
They're the youngest in
some Soundgarden. Yeah. So to creep down to the basement, turn to page 71. We're going to do that. You glance around quickly to make sure no one is watching. Then you push open the basement door and start down. The stairs are old. They creak with every step you take. Cobwebs brush your face. What could be down here that's so dangerous, you wonder? You reach the bottom of the stairs. The floor is so dusty, it looks as if it hasn't been cleaned in 100 years. Feeble daylight filters through a big, filthy window at the back of the room. You start to explore, but there's nothing much to see. Mostly old, dusty, worn furniture, old couches, old chairs, an old mattress, an old refrigerator and stove, both covered with rust, sit in one corner. Nothing dangerous, nothing even interesting, but being down here is better than getting pounded by Barney.
So there was a whole kitchen in this basement.
There's a whole kitchen down here.
This is an in-law suite.
This was a freaking ADU.
Okay.
This is an illegal ADU. There's no way that's to code.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm thinking. If you can't have a stove down here without proper ventilation, that's just a fire.
Absolutely not
that's
up to
hazard.
Code. What were our Yaunt and Yunkle planning down here?
Can you check if there's an exhaust above that stove?
There isn't. There isn't.
There's no exhaust. That's the real horror.
It's just carbon monoxide.
That's the real horror.
Into the house.
Is there even a carbon monoxide detector?
There isn't.
Oh my God.
Fiona and Harvey, what the hell are you guys doing?
I can't believe the barbarian stole its plot from this book.
You sit in one of the old armchairs and wait. Sooner or later, Barney and Dora will get tired of their game. Soon it will be safe to go back upstairs. There's only one problem. A big problem. Turn to page 14. What? Going backwards. Who would have thought? Your problem is that you're hungry. The plane ride to Fiskville was a long one. All you had to eat was an airline snack of peanuts and a soda, and now you realize that you're starving. Your stomach is growling so loudly, you're almost afraid Barney and Dora will hear it. Glance around the basement again. Maybe there are some cans of food, but no. The only shelves contain old carpenter's tools. The only cabinets are full of torn and dirty sheets and towels. You really don't want to go back upstairs. Not yet. Not with Barney the bully and drippy Dora waiting for you. Okay.
That's no way to talk about a bird.
Yeah. Leave the bird alone. Leave the bird alone.
Leave the bird to her dolls.
Yeah. Because, you know, one Christmas morning, you're going to wish you never said all this mean stuff.
One Christmas morning, you come downstairs.
What about the old refrigerator? You see that it's plugged in. Maybe there's something to eat inside. Try not to get your hopes up too high. You approach the refrigerator. The door seems stuck, but you pull hard and it pops open. You spot two containers away in the back, and you bend down to inspect them and gasp. Turn to page 29.
Well, we're going all over the place.
These parents went to Europe, put their, their, I guess, 34-year-old on a flight. with no food, just the free airline snack. Uncle picked him up and just left him loose with the cousins.
Is this Barney's apartment down here? This is where Barney lives.
Well, this is where he's going into hiding.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
Whistleblowing.
Oh, yeah. He had his. I mean, he's got like his own family and everything, but he doesn't want Boeing to go after them.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Are there any composition notebooks down here? Any detailed notes on the black box of the latest 747s?
Yeah. Any photocopies or?
Yeah, there's a photocopier there. There's a whole conspiracy board down here.
Mm-hmm. Look at all these redacted documents.
Something in the refrigerator smells great. It smells so good, your mouth starts watering. You were hungry before, but now you're ravenous. Whatever is giving off the smell must be the best tasting food in the world. You pull out the two containers and examine them. One is a small jar. At the bottom of the jar is a glop of disgusting looking purple goop. The other container is a white bakery box with a label that says Effie's Bakery Midvale in fancy writing. Inside the box is a thick slab of chocolate cake.
Thick slab. We go for this thing.
Down and sniff. To your surprise, the delicious aroma is coming from the purple goop. It smells like a combination of the best peanut butter and jelly in the world with chocolate on top. Cake doesn't have any smell at all. Your stomach growls. Which will you eat, the wonderful smelly purple goo or the chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake.
I'm trying to become a cake guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we gotta go with Jake's story.
Yeah, Jake the cake.
Which was that he'd like to start eating cake sometime.
So now is your chance. Yeah.
I am becoming a cake guy.
Today is the day.
I have four follow-up questions for you, Jake. Like, are you planning on making the cakes? What is your favorite cake going to be? Size cake are you planning on making? Mm. And I guess...
Not good questions, not a good topic.
Excuse me, Murph.
Continue cake.
That was three or four questions.
Do you like carrot cake?
That was my fourth one.
Oh, yes, I do. I love carrot cake.
Really? You
I
like the thing cake. That everybody likes?
Carrot cake is, I think,
do you guys like chocolate and vanilla, too? Do you guys like cheesecake?
Yes, thank you for asking.
Do you guys like chocolate and cookies? Me, too.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I do.
Okay, you decide to taste the cake. That purple peanut butter looks too weird. You are so hungry, your mouth waters when you take a big bite of the cake. The frosting is hard, the cake is crumbly, and there is a funny aftertaste. Uh-oh. You've definitely had better, but chocolate's chocolate. Besides, you're starving. Your mouth is open for another bite when you hear your aunt calling your name. Uh-oh, your aunt's still home. You don't want to get caught in the basement. What can you do? Your eyes dart out around the basement, searching for a way out. The basement window. You hurry across the room and scramble onto the back of the sofa. By standing on your tiptoes, you can just reach the grimy windowsill. You hoist yourself up. Luckily, the window is open. You slither through, flopping onto the grass. Great. No one will ever know you were in the basement. Problem solved. But then you roll over onto your back and face a new problem. Page 27.
I know what it's going to be. No. It's going to be the FBI Barney. Coming it's for absolute- Barney.
There's a pounding coming my way.
Absolute pounding. Your big, mean, obnoxious cousin is looming over you. Found you, Barney exclaims. Now I get to pound you. You leap to your feet. Ground and pound. But you leap to your feet, but it's too late. Barney grabs you by your t-shirt. Let me go, you shout, but it's no use. Barney has always been the meanest bully you've ever known. For years, you've dreamed of being able to beat him up. It's been 34 years of this. What's the matter, wimp? Barney taunts. Afraid of me? No, you exclaim. You wish you meant it. Barney punches you in the shoulder. You know it will make things worse, but you punch back. To your surprise, Barney lets go of your t-shirt. He stumbles backward a few steps. Ow, he cries. I didn't know you could hit that hard. Whoa. Neither did you. This could come in handy. Ooh. You give Barney a karate chop in the arm. Stop it, he cries.
Oh my God.
He starts to run. You can't believe it. Barney is running away from you.
That's right.
Maybe you look over your shoulder. A SWAT team has arrived.
You're awarded the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
The president calls you a true patriot.
You were a sleeper agent this whole time after going after Barney. Maybe this visit will be different, you think. You figure it's safe to go back in the house. Barney probably won't bug you anymore. You take two steps and you hear a weird ripping sound when you trip and fall over. What happened? Page 80. You sit up and glance down at your feet. No wonder you tripped. Your toes have burst through the front of your sneakers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. We're growing. We're getting super big from the cake.
From the cake?
The cake is giving us cake.
That never happened when we were 18.
Yeah. I know,
but I thought that the purple goo would be the thing that made us magical.
No,
I think that there was purple goo in the cake.
Interesting. You yank off what's left.
Wait a second. Jake. As someone who's considering getting into cake, hearing this story, it's almost like steroids. I mean, are you feeling more intrigued by cake right now?
Mm-hmm. It's inspiring. I was excited to try cake before, but now
just to really dive into this, answer Caldwell's question. We buying cake? We making cake?
Yeah, I gotta know.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we're gonna experiment with both. I could enjoy a funfetti, a chocolate cake that I make myself, but I think I'm also gonna, you know, get a cake when I go out. When I go out for coffee and I see a nice little cake at the pastry shop.
I like this. Yeah. Mm, a little slice while you're out.
Yeah. I'll purchase that for later and I'll tell the clerk, oh, this cake looks really good. I'm considering getting into cake.
Put it in your fridge and have it every once in a while.
And then say, no pressure. If it doesn't dazzle, I probably won't get into cake.
Yeah, a lot rests on your shoulders here. I'll be back tomorrow morning to let you know. Why are you shoving me out of your store?
You yank off what's left of the sneakers. You wiggle your squished toes. You've heard of outgrowing shoes, but you never knew it could happen so fast.
Damn.
You hurry into the house to find new shoes. Okay.
Why?
You pass through the kitchen where your aunt is packing her briefcase for work. Why are you barefoot? She asks. I think my shoes shrank, you answer. You show her your ripped sneakers. Perhaps you're just having a growth spurt, she offers. You look a little taller. Up in your room, you study yourself in the mirror. You do look bigger, maybe even a couple inches taller than you were yesterday. Your shoes are still too short. You have to borrow an old stinky pair of Uncle Harvey's sneakers. Uncle Harvey smells like ass.
Like him. I love Uncle
Harvey. I know, but he smells like shit.
He smells really bad.
He smells so bad, but he's so nice.
he's so really nice, kind. But he just doesn't bathe is the thing.
Well, the problem is that like we're always clogging the toilet, and Uncle Harvey's always going in there and having to clean up.
Yeah, he's got plunger hands.
They are a little too big for you, but they are comfortable. You're just trying the shoelaces when Dora sticks her head inside the room. I saw you in the basement, she announces.
It's going to need to be squeakier.
Sorry?
It's need to be squawkier, yeah.
I saw you at the basement.
There you go.
She announces, she flaps away.
I'm yelling, Frank.
129. I know you were down there. She's just yelling. You better not squeal on me, you command. Okay, I won't tell it. Okay, we'll tell anyone you're in the basement. She hurries down the hall. Getting bigger is great, you decide. Okay, so you were, I'm skipping ahead a little bit.
Sure.
We're so big that we're intimidating now. We're getting bigger.
Ooh,
this is great.
This is awesome.
Did you guys hit a growth spurt when you were 34?
Yeah, I got absolutely huge.
I got a cup
34.
Size, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My toes lengthened, but that was it.
Yeah, I'm 6'7" now. Getting bigger is great, you decide. Anything that makes both Barney and Dora stop bothering you is fantastic. That growth spurt happened at just the right time. Now that you've got your cousins off your back, you decide to explore the neighborhood. As you leave the house, you realize that Uncle Harvey's shoes fit really well. Too well. They aren't big anymore. Weird, you think. You must still be growing. You push the thought out of your mind. You notice some kids playing baseball in an empty field across the street. You jog over to them. Then you hear, "Get out of here, shrimp!" Barney is glaring at you from center field. If you stand up to Barney and join the game, turn to page 26. If you try to avoid him, turn to page 89.
I think we just sprint at Barney and headbutt him.
Barney ran away and joined a game?
So what happened?
He's hiding in plain sight.
So just the order of things that happened is... We started growing and turning into a monster.
Yeah.
We punched Barney. Yeah. Barney got hurt. Uh-huh. Barney immediately ran across the street and started playing center field at a baseball game.
Okay, that was the moment that I wanted to clarify. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to stand up to Barney.
Yeah,
and
we're
going to
chase him.
We're going to attack him.
If there's an option to attack.
We silently just sprint across the field at Barney. As soon as he calls us shrimp, we just fly at
him. Preamble.
No preamble.
Only attack.
We look violent as we run across the field. There is anger in our eyes. There's not a hint of familiarity.
The world's tallest 34-year-old.
Yeah, just such a tall. We're right now. We're freaking 6'2". You glare across the ball field at Barney. You aren't going to let him keep you from joining the game. You're in luck. You won't have to fight him. Wait a minute, Barney, says a kid with blonde hair. This new kid isn't a shrimp. Come on, he tells you. You can be on our team. You stick your tongue out at Barney and join the other team. You just hope they don't hate you when they discover the terrible truth. You're the strikeout champ. Wow, we suck at baseball.
Fuck. Okay, okay. Well, I mean, let's distract everybody. Let's warm up. Let's grab a bat and say, so why is everybody else here on a work day?
Oh, that's a good call. Mm-hmm.
We're all furloughed from Boeing.
All of you.
This was our company softball team.
We look in the sky. Choppers are surrounding the field.
This field was like a Boeing town, huh?
Come on, kid. The boy says, you're
How
up.
Did our airplane make it to Fiskville?
You'll give it your best shot. You take the bat and step up to the plate. You gaze at the pitcher, a mean-looking red-haired girl. You grip the bat tightly and wait for the pitch. Strike one, cries the umpire. You can't strike out, you think. Not with Barney's beady eyes trained on you. You concentrate on your next swing. The pitcher zooms a fastball at you. Swing the bat, turn to page 135.
Barney must have extreme vitamin D deficiency from living in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. That's a good call. Also, yeah, probably like low-level like poisoning. From.
Yeah. I mean, there's asbestos on the pipes. You saw those.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's black mold in every corner of the ceiling.
Barney, you got to get out of there, man. You hear the sharp crack as the bat connects with the ball. Then you watch amazed as the ball takes off high in the air, clear across the field. Home run, some of the kids shout. Yes. You notice Barney's mouth drop open. You don't move from the plate. Uh-oh. You stare as the ball continues straight toward a house on the next block. You watch in disbelief as the ball smashes right through the enormous front window. You don't even care that you broke the window. This was your first ever home run. As you round the bases, your teammates cheer. Even Barney looks impressed. You feel great.
Wow. Okay.
Until you hear the unmistakable sound of police sirens headed your way. This is real.
This is too much heat for Barney.
They're coming for us. They're coming for us.
Oh, no. We're in this now.
Yeah, we're in it.
We grab everyone by the collar.
We joined the company softball team.
And we grab everyone by the collar and say, let me in on the secrets. If I'm going down for this, I want to know the good stuff.
We're guilty by association.
You glance down the street. A police car is speeding toward the ball field. Its red lights blink and its sirens wail. You're in big trouble now, Barney calls. Without looking back, he dashes away.
They're going to pin it all on us. They're going to pin the leak on us.
Okay, thanks
a lot. Barney pressed something into our hands. It's super glue? That's what they were using to hold on the wings?
Thanks a lot, cousin, you think. He disappears in the distance. It wasn't your fault, the red-haired pitcher says. It was just a great hit. You'd better get out of here fast, another player suggests. You don't know what to do. You didn't mean to break the window, but will the police believe you? What will they do? Maybe you'd better hide until they go away. If you wait for the police and confess, turn to page 73. If you run and hide, turn to page 4.
I think we should wait for the police and confess.
Yeah.
Wait, really? We're going to confess?
Yeah. We should become a whistleblower as well.
Yeah, we're going to whistleblow on ourselves.
We're going to whistleblow on ourselves.
Well, we have to try to get ourselves a deal. We have to get ourselves a deal.
We're going
to
flip on everyone?
Yes, we're going to flip on everyone. We get ourselves a high-paying job at Boeing to cover up all the secrets. We swallow the poison pill.
Uh-huh. After all the pounding we got from Barney, we don't know him anything.
I guess ultimately in this narrative, I don't know whose side the FBI is on. Are they helping cover for Boeing or are they not?
Both seem equally likely.
Okay, so let's
find out.
We're following the money, okay?
We're following the money and the freedom, and freedom isn't a plea deal.
Okay, we're just going to confess. You've decided to tell the police what happened.
We walk toward them and just start rambling off every name that we've ever heard.
Okay.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
We're here about the broken window, they say. Did any of you kids see who did it? The other kids look down at the ground. The red-haired pitcher scuffs her foot in the dirt. I did, you announced, stepping forward. But it was an accident, unlike the stuff that happened at Boeing, you said.
Whoa.
The officer studies you for a minute. How old are you, kid? She asks. I'm 34, you say. The officer says, you're awfully big for your age. What are you, 6'2", 6'3"? The average person's only like 5'10". You better be careful. You don't know your own strength. I'll be careful from now on, officer, you promise. We'll let you go this time since it was your first home run.
Wow.
So,
and you gave us so many names.
And you gave us so much information. What a relief. You watched the patrol car drive off. Come by and play tomorrow, the red-haired pitcher calls after you. Nice. As the game breaks up.
Okay.
You return to your relative's house and you notice something very strange. The porch roof is at least 2 inches closer to your head than it was when you really left.
We have had such a day.
Yeah. We've had such a day.
Chaotic. We deserve another slice of cake. Jake, what would you recommend?
Yeah, where does pie fall into this? Like, when you say I'm considering getting into cake, does that mean cake and pie?
Wait, guys, is cake pie?
Well,
is it a hot dog?
I'm not asking that question. I'm asking for Jake, his subjective experience. When he says I'm getting into cake, does that include pie? Because he's...
It was... Pie does not qualify, not in my
eye. Okay, pie does not qualify in my eye. Yeah. Okay.
Cakes great. For Jake. Pie does not qualify.
Is this really only a growth spurt, you wonder? Page 95.
Okay, so we're in witness protection now.
Yeah, we're in witness protection.
Boeing stock is plummeting.
Much it's like in a free fall, folks. Like they're super glued airplanes.
Yeah. You try to think of any possible reason you could suddenly start growing. You think back over everything you've done the past 24 hours. You still haven't figured out the answer when you enter the kitchen. Dora and Barney are making sandwiches in the kitchen. A bird making a sandwich, you say? That's strange.
She's getting her braids in the peanut butter. Ugh.
Okay, so they're just being mean to us. Blah, blah, blah. You're eating. You're
Wait,
ravenous.
Barney isn't eating a bit of humble pie because we just had this home
no,
run?
No, he's still being mean. He's super rude.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's mad now because... Now we're the whistleblowers.
Yeah. Oh. So and he was kind of starting to get romantic about his own
we took
place
an envelope.
In the whistleblowing.
He was gathering all of the information, doing his own private investigation. And so we handed that over to the FBI and he grabs you and he says, it wasn't ready yet.
Do we find a bunch of merch he made for himself with like silhouettes of his face with hero on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had whistles made with his picture on them.
Wow. It's just blower.
Yeah. Then you remember something. You were very hungry when you were hiding in the basement. Hungry enough to eat that stale chocolate cake. Maybe there's some ingredient in the cake that is making you grow. It did taste kind of funny. If you find out what was in the cake, you should be able to figure out how to stop growing. Turn to page 34.
We don't want to stop growing.
We don't want to stop growing. Well, this we should great, find out why we're growing, though.
Oh, so we can sell it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. So we can start selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so our Boeing shares mean nothing now.
Why did we whistleblow? We have...
Well, we're trying Boeing to short them.
We're going
to
short the shares? Well,
we should have been shorting. That was the
So we just didn't understand. We don't understand stocks.
We're going for whistleblowing. And we're whistleblowing,
but we're also
crime.
Trying to game the, yeah. the stock market.
This was our plan, but we inhaled a little too much black mold.
We're playing every single angle.
Yeah, we went downstairs and we just breathed in so much black mold and looked at Barney's conspiracy board and got confused and ran two separate schemes at the same time that were in direct conflict with each other.
We tried to short, but we grew too tall.
Yeah. You race down in the basement and open up the refrigerator. The empty cake box is still sitting next to a jar of purple goop. You examine the cake box, but there's no list of ingredients, just the name of the bakery. Frustrated, you shove the box back onto the shelf. The purple peanut butter jar rattles. Then you have a crazy thought. If the cake made you grow, could the peanut butter make you shrink?
Yeah, we're not interested in that. Again, we're not interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, wait. Murph, okay, I'll make this a democracy. Uh-huh. I mean, raise your hand. No one can. We will relay to everyone who raised their hand. Raise your hand if you would like to stay huge.
Yeah, what's your kink? Giant or shrink?
I just want to see.
The logic doesn't make any sense to say, like, I'm growing because of the cake, I'll shrink because of the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I
just don't.
Well, they're next to each other in the fridge.
We are divided because both Jake and I want to stay huge, and Caldwell and Murph did not raise their hands. So.
If anything, I'm saying eat more cake.
Yeah. Is there an option?
I mean, we know where Kate Hurwitz is at. I'm curious here. I want to eat the peanut butter.
Okay.
You might as well try. You grab the jar and take a big spoonful of the stuff and swallow it. It tastes awful. It's like a combination of Brussels sprouts and liver. Healthy Yuck. Stuff. Yuck. You force yourself to swallow all the goop in the jar. Will you shrink? You feel an odd tingling sensation all over your body. It's working, you think. I'm getting smaller. But then something bumps into your head. You glance up to see the ceiling, an inch from your nose. What's going on? The refrigerator is far below you. All the furniture looks as if it belongs at a dollhouse. Somehow, you've grown another 2 feet. The purple goop didn't make you shrink after all. Instead, it made you grow even faster. You're so big that you might not even be able to get out of the basement. That's what was happening. Boeing was moving from airplanes to super steroids.
This goop is a military secret.
Military secret to make super soldiers.
Whoa. This makes
and
sense.
And Barney stole it from the lab and was going to go public with it.
Because why would you need airplanes if you could just have super tall people that can throw
that
you
can just
places.
Walk yes yeah. and throw people places
like Perfect. Tall enough to walk through the ocean
yeah you can just walk through the ocean now
the ocean
my god yeah. it's fucking brilliant
like you're wading through a fucking pond can you imagine
I can
and it's so much cheaper just to grow a bunch of corn to feed a giant man than it is to make jet fuel
if we made the idea that the military is sitting around being like, we just need to make people huge, and then someone's like, what are we going to feed these huge people?
Big corn.
Make the corn big too.
You peer up the stairs. The basement door leading to the kitchen is so small. Will you be able to fit through it? You start up the stairs, hoping to make it to the top before you are too big to get through the door. Smash. Your foot crashes through the bottom step. They're just old and rickety, you tell yourself. You lift up the other foot and place it on the next step. Crash. Stairs won't work. You glance around the basement. You've got to get out before you're trapped inside. You have to move fast. You're still growing. You notice a window. It will be a tight squeeze. How many times are we going to be in this basement climbing out this window?
Slithered through this window.
You pull open the window. You're so big now you accidentally rip it out of its frame. Pieces of wood and glass fly everywhere. You start to climb through. You're going to need so much corn to sustain yourself, you think. You don't really fit, but you're already halfway out. You refuse to give up now. You can hear the house ripping and tearing as you push your way through. Broken pipes spurt water. Torn wood scrapes your skin. At last, you fall onto the lawn. You glance up to see a huge hole in the wall where the basement window used to be, and then you hear a piercing scream.
We gotta get to the cornfield.
I need corn. I must have corn.
I need the most calorie-dense food you have.
I need corn.
Corn.
I need so much corn. Blah, blah, blah. Dora is shrieking and staring at you in horror. Dora, you say, it's me, your cousin. But you're so big, she doesn't even recognize you, and you can tell you're still growing. Help! She squawks. Help! It's a mutant alien! You pull yourself to your feet. Maybe if she can see all of you, she'll know who you are as you stand.
Wow, that's... Wait, can we just take a second to appreciate that sentence? Maybe if she can see all of you, she can know who you really are. Damn. Isn't that how that's we beautiful. Feel at yeah. all times?
It's like some Coldplay lyrics. Yes. As you stand, your hair brushes the treetops. Dora looks very small standing in the yard beneath you, and now Barney runs out of the house. Call the police! Dora screams.
Again?
There's an alien in our backyard!
We're working with the police!
I know about this. I know about the super steroids, you scream. Barney takes one look at you and turns white. He spins around and heads for the house. He's going to call the police. They've already been called about you once. If they come again, you'll be in so much trouble you'll never get out of it. You've got to stop Barney, but how? Grab him and try to explain, turn to page 6, or throw something in his path.
Wait, so it's grab him or throw something in his path?
Grab him or throw
we're
something.
We're so huge. Why wouldn't we grab?
We should just grab him. If we throw something, we're going to crush him.
Though my curiosity does say, what are we going to grab and throw? Is it going to be super soldier goo that explodes?
Oh, and then there's a kaiju battle between us and Barney.
Yeah.
Chucking something at Barney might be like communication form that he respects.
Oh, you know? That's true. I like that.
Yeah, that's true. Can we hurl the Corolla at him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You've got to stop Barney. You are now so big you're afraid if you grab him, you'll squish him. You have to act quickly. He's almost at the door. You reach out and grab the first thing your hand touches.
A Toyota Corolla.
With a hideous crack, the roof rips off of the Toyota Corolla. Bricks and roofing shingles scatter like falling leaves from the Toyota Corolla.
Wait, you've what is it actually that we grabbed?
A house.
We grab a house?
You grab the roof of the house.
Not even that's like a hen's insane. Coop?
Like what?
Not even like a hen's coop, like a full-grown house?
Like a full-grown house.
Not even a tiny house?
A grown-up house.
Well, yeah, like a hen house is a baby house. This is a full-grown house.
What about a tiny house?
An adult house.
It's a... your aunt and uncle do live in a tiny house, except the basement is huge, and that's why Barney's been living down there. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a barbarian situation.
Yeah, you stare at the roof in your hand, shocked, you peer into the house. From inside, the neighbors stare up at you. They were eating lunch. Now they're screaming in terror. It's a monster, the father of the family shouts.
They're eating corn for lunch.
No way, you cry.
Point me in the direction of the field.
But your voice is so loud, what's left of their house shakes. The family rushes out to the street. You search for Barney, but he's disappeared. You feel terrible. Maybe you can fix the damage you've caused. You kneel down beside the house and carefully set the roof back in place. Unfortunately, parts of them seem to be missing. You glance around the yard for the missing pieces, then you hear an angry growl.
Okay,
The growling turns to a nasty snarl. You feel a stinging on your ankle. You glance down to see the neighbor's dog, a Rottweiler, attacking you. You're so huge, it's like being attacked by a cricket. You ignore the dog. Look around for pieces of the house. You turn around to see dozens of people approaching. They're holding golf clubs, kitchen knives, brooms, and shovels. They look frightened.
The difference
but determined.
Between golf clubs and kitchen knives is a lot.
Also, I mean, a broom too. A broom is like not.
What are you
a broom
do?
Is like shoo, and then kitchen knife is I'm going to cut your fucking throat.
Yeah, there's just one dude that's looking to end this quick. not good. Hi, you say, trying to sound friendly. I'm sorry I wrecked your roof. It's almost as good as new now, but I'm really trying to expose something. You see, I've taken some of the super steroids that my cousin stole from Boeing. the man whose roof you damaged shakes.
If you take pictures of me right now, you can sell it to journalists.
I can cut you in on my deal.
That's the alien that destroyed my house, he yells. The others shriek and shake their weapons. They shout for you to get out and don't come back. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. You're not sure where to go, but you're definitely not welcome here. Turn to page 106.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we are going into witness protection.
Yeah.
We might be able to just walk across the ocean and hang out with our parents in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get to the dental convention if we leave.
We can get to Estonia for sure.
So we've got another page of no choices, but essentially we're just running around accidentally crushing things and being chased by the neighbors, some of them having kitchen knives.
Yeah. Do we crush anything funny? Do you crush anything like a taxi cab or like maybe like an ice cream truck or something like that?
Would that be funny? Would that be funnier than other stuff? A taxi cab?
I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because like if we crushed two taxi cabs, it would come on our feet like roller skates, and we'd be like, whoa.
Okay, I like that.
You step on one taxi cab. Whoop, this feels like I have one roller skate on. You step on the other taxi cab. Whoa, this is like I have two roller skates on.
This is really
and
funny.
Then you fall on your butt onto an ice cream truck, and then chocolate ice cream squirts out, and it looks like you pooped.
That is actually pretty good.
How many people died?
Well, the taxi driver had two people in the back in the one car. The other one was too many people in the taxi. There were five people in there. So those six people get killed. And then the ice cream
fifth
truck
person
driver.
Jumped in. What's the worst that could happen?
Hey, Murph, thanks for making me laugh.
Hey, no problem. Any more cake stories? Anybody here? Anything else we're thinking about eating?
Had a pretty good red velvet cupcake the other day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a circus. There will be people involved. Okay, so I guess you're near a circus. You're running towards a circus to get away from all of the roller skates that you've just made out of taxis full of people. It's a circus. There will be people of all sizes at the circus, you figure. And the big top is large enough to cover you, and there are several smaller tents beside
you.
That's actually fit inside one of them.
Perfect witness protection program. We just joined the circus.
Yeah.
Right.
We can hold up the tent.
Yeah.
You leave the highway
we
and start
become
running.
A tent pole.
There are several, as you get close to the circus, you frighten several horses and half a herd of cattle and then safely reach the circus grounds, but you're still being hunted. The police cars and helicopters aren't far behind. Quick, which tent will you enter?
Are there horses? There must be corn.
Do we want to go to the big top or the sideshow tents?
Sideshow.
What? Sideshow.
You guys don't want the big tent?
Well, there's probably, that's where the most people are. Yeah. We're trying to hide, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to hide because all of this is karmic retribution for the fact that we sold out a bunch of whistleblowers.
I don't know what side we are on right now because the narrative is so confusing. Did we sell out the whistleblowers or did we whistleblow?
Yeah, we named names.
Yeah.
We named names.
The thing
names.
Is, yeah, we named
names. That's exactly what Boeing wants. They want it to be murky, Murph. They want it to be this confusing.
Barney was like trying to take it all the way to the top and we undercut Barney and we're taking out a bunch of the high-ranking employees but like not the full operation.
Okay.
So Barney's upset with us.
We don't have enough for what is it called? Is that called a RICO case? RICO when they go after the mob and stuff. That's what they wanted. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. In front of the sideshow tent is a big sign. A bunch of signs. Quickly, you duck inside. You are amazed by what you see over in the corner.
Is this Cirque du Soleil?
The Beatles themed one.
It's the Beatles themed one. Quickly,
all
you duck
you need in. Is love.
Duck inside. You see a yellow submarine. And
you
somebody dressed
a woman
Ringo.
In aerial silks dressed as a yellow submarine.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club's band.
You glance to the opposite side of the tent, and you see, of course, Ringo is there. Ringo is holding Paul by a mirror, but he's standing on his hands and holding the mirror between his feet. Hey, you think being big isn't so bad here, but just then you feel something poke you in the shoulder. Startled, you turn around and come face to face.
Is it regret?
It's the octopus's garden.
You come face to face with a man in a yellow clown suit. You're
it's mean Mr. Mustard.
It's mean Mr. Mustard. You're late, he scolds you. He sounds mad, but you can't help laughing. It's hard to take him too seriously with his makeup and giant painted red mouth. This is no laughing matter, he says. It's showtime. Okay, this is actually, so it's getting a little confusing here.
So now
because this is the gathering of the Juggalos.
Right.
But they're also doing Cirque du Soleil here. So this
oh,
dude,
Cirque du Soleil colon Juggalo.
Cirque du Soleil. Juggalo themed Cirque du Soleil.
It's spelled a little weird though.
So Ringo Starr is a Juggalo.
Yeah.
Wow. Cirque du Soleil insane clown posse.
But this guy right here is Violent J from ICP.
Okay.
I see.
From the insane clown posse. Before you can protest, he pokes you with a large tent pole. Youch, you exclaim as you stumble through a flap in the curtain. It's dark. Something smells really gross. Where are you? Turn to page 84. You find yourselves eye to eye with another Juggalo, only this time it isn't a clown. This time it is an elephant. Hi there, you say
what?
To the giant beast. You are
what?
So big now.
Elephants are really smart. I think they could make the decision to become a Juggalo.
Yeah, I've seen elephants paint. They can paint
they
their faces.
They grieve their dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can become
they
Juggalos.
They could definitely understand ICP's music. Elephants can drink Faygo.
Yeah.
The elephant gazes steadily at you. It seems to be waiting for you to do something. But what? You glance around. You realize you're at the back entrance to the big top. Suddenly a voice booms over the loudspeakers. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, you are about to be astonished by the extraordinary feats of the amazing Strongo. The elephant looks at you expectantly. You have a funny feeling you are the amazing Strongo. The announcement continues. Watch
that's
the amazing
Juggalo name.
That's crazy that we've risen immediately.
We're headlining the gathering of the Juggalos. And we're going to lift an elephant.
Yeah. Who is this other Strongo that like is as tall as us
and can lift an elephant? Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems really convenient.
Wait, do we think that Barney was moonlighting as this because he's currently furloughed? Do you think that he was taking super soldier goop and
so that he could headline gathering of the Juggalos and lift
Cirque
an elephant?
: the gathering.
They do have wrestling at the gathering of the Juggalos, so this all adds up.
Yeah.
So somebody has to fight an elephant at the end of the gathering.
We crack our knuckles.
Supposed to be Barney. Yeah, we crack our knuckles. We're not just going to lift this elephant. We're going to hurt this elephant.
Yeah, you grieve your dead. We'll give you something to grieve.
Who is this character? This is our new life.
We're a really bad person. Named names of whistleblowers. We're trying to short a company.
We named whistleblowers so that we could profit off the company getting in trouble, but the whistleblowers would also go to jail.
This is what Nightmare Alley should have been about.
Jesus Christ. Okay, you stumble through the flap. The elephant...
Kate Blanchett as a Juggalo.
The elephant pushed you with its trunk, then it nudges you all the way to the center of the ring. You are surrounded by cheering people. When the applause dies down, the tent grows eerily silent. They are all waiting for you to go into your amazing Strongo act, but you can't lift an elephant, or can you? If you are able to do 5 push-ups, turn to page 16. If you can do less than 5 push-ups, turn to page 40.
We can definitely do 5 push-ups.
Okay, you can definitely do 5 push-ups.
Should we do it right now? Five.
Yeah.
No, it's so bad for audio.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. He's faking it. He's faking it, everyone.
He's making it good for audio, but bad for his body.
He's faking it so good for audio, though.
Fine!
He did it. It was so good for audio. If you're able to do 5 push-ups.
I really need a piece of cake after that. Jake, what do you think I should eat? What's the best cake for after workout?
I don't know, dude. I'm just getting into it. Well, I'm considering getting into it.
I don't know the answer to that question yet.
This is why he's a guest.
Ask me next week.
Dude doesn't know shit about cake.
I will. Have me back.
Likes ideas.
The idea of cake.
He likes the idea of cake, but he doesn't know cake.
You're just a cake theorist, man.
Okay.
Dude, give me time.
The amazing Strongo, the ringmaster, cries, strongest human being in the world will now attempt to lift Dodo the elephant. You approach the elephant.
Seems mean.
You study her from all sides. You decide the best technique would be to bend your knees and wrap your arms around her lengthwise. The elephant drapes her trunk around your neck and tickles your ear. Cut that out, you whisper. No, hold still. The elephant holds still. You begin to lift. The elephant is heavy, really heavy. You manage to lift Dodo a foot off the ground. The crowd is cheering you on. The elephant grunts happily. Then suddenly someone in the audience shouts, alien, alien, it's the alien.
What? Why did people jump to alien and not super soldier?
Is their skin purple
this
or something like
that? This is
classic,
right? Everyone thinks that secret military technology is actually alien technology.
Mm-hmm. That's
here we are.
Right.
Here we are.
Okay, so everyone's freaking out in the crowd. Then you spot your cousin Dora sitting right in the front row. So these kids are active today.
Okay.
They watched the house.
Dora.
And they tried to play hide and seek.
Dora, okay. I know that you're not supposed to be here right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Right?
You should be in your cage.
I flew.
Did you? Were you expecting to see Barney here?
Has
Barney been taking super soldier goo and moonlighting as a strong man?
Is this whole circus part of the big plan from the original owners of the house to create a circus of strongmen? And then Barney co-opted that plan?
And how many insane clown posse songs do you even know?
He's trying to take the Juggalos for himself.
How do you carry money?
Then you spot your cousin Dora in the front row. You've never been so happy to see her before in your whole life. In fact, this is probably the only time you've been happy to see her. Tell them, Dora, you shout, save me. Tell them I'm not an alien. Dora stares back at you. Then she smiles. Hooray, you're saved. Yeah, right. Turn to
page
65.
Birds can't smile, you fucking fool.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Okay. She does not help you out. Turn to page 121. Uh-huh. Everyone's still mad at you. They're chasing you around. good God, no more choices. Okay, police are back. They're chasing you. You talk to the elephant. Dodo, you whisper, would you like to do me a really big favor? The elephant answers.
The elephant understands the English. Elephant. Nice.
Great. Yeah. So if you can do 10 crunches, go to page 43.
If guys, you do 10 crunches, you can speak elephant.
We need to get this cake and peanut butter into the elephant, because then we could ride the elephant across the ocean floor.
That's perfect. Right.
Straight to Estonia. Straight to Estonia. Freedom.
Okay, say,
we could form a rogue nation on the back of an elephant.
Wow.
You say, Dodo, you tell the elephant, here's the plan. You distract them while I run away. You could swear Dodo nods at you. You pat Dodo on the rear. The elephant lumbers down the highway right toward the police. You watch as the police car skid and swerve to avoid the elephant. Dodo swings her trunk at the car. She seems to be having a good time. You take off in the opposite direction.
Dodo's after
a true
us for
juggalo.
More. Yeah.
Just absolutely helping us out.
Fucking radical love, baby.
Give that elephant a hatchet.
You're so big, now you take big giant steps. Doesn't take a long for you to outdistance the police cars and helicopters, but you're much too big to hide anywhere. You're going to have to find help, but where? The police think you're a mutant alien. Your relatives are afraid of you. Who could possibly help you? Think back to where your trouble started. If only you hadn't eaten that piece of chocolate cake. That must have been what caused you to grow. You can't think of any other answer. You had to find the person who made the cake. It's the only solution, but who made the cake? You close your eyes, trying to remember the name on the cake box. Was it Effie's Bakery, Midvale?
It was Effie's.
Or was it Maddie's Bakery, Elmville?
Whoa. No, it was Effie's.
It was Effie's?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As fast as you can run, you outrun everybody. Soon you approach Midvale, which I guess is the town where Effie's Bakery is. Quickly, you scan the business district. There it is, Effie's Bakery, a small gray wooden building. The residents of Midvale scream and run when they see you. You don't care. All you care about is finding Effie. As you approach, delicious smells pour out of the tiny building. Using your finger, you gently tap on the door. A plump, gray-haired lady comes to the door. You expect her to scream, but she doesn't. Her tiny head tips backward as her eyes travel up, up, up to meet yours. May I help you? She asks. I hope so, you reply. You explain your problem. I think your cake caused it, you finish. So that's what happened to the chocolate cake, she says. Turn to page 62.
Mm. How okay. deep does this go? Effie, are you working for Boeing too?
Is there any way you can reverse it? Effie thinks. I'll try, she agrees, but it'll have to be a huge cake. You'll have to help me. Gladly you agree to help. First, Effie leads you to a huge dumpster behind her bakery. Here's where I get rid of my mistakes, she tells you. The dumpster is full of moldy, strange-shaped cakes.
And shredded paper.
And shredded papers. How involved was Effie in all of this?
Whoa.
After you clean out the dumpster, Effie brings 50 bags of flour and spices. You empty them into the dumpster. She climbs.
Jake, pay attention to this.
This is a good lesson in how to
stuff.
Yeah,
how to bake.
This is actually really this is really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then she adds 7 gallons of water.
Jake the cake learns to bake
from a garden hose. And now for the shrinking powder, page 21. Make the cake, you chew it and swallow, then you wait. Nothing happens. Eat some more, Effie suggests. It tastes too gross, you complain. Effie holds up 2 beakers of liquid, one purple and one blue. Maybe one of these will help. A kid I know.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
A kid I know named Kermit gave these to me. Kermit's a really smart scientist.
Is this a and reference
Kermit,
to another
does
book?
Kermit work for Boeing? We asked.
Or
her.
Airbus. Oh, shit. Does Kermit work for a competitor?
Oh.
Do you think this is why the Concorde secretly went out of business? It's because they were trying to use shrinking potions to sell more seats?
It's possible.
Oh.
I feel like they've been doing that to the overhead space, tell you what.
Whoa! Thank you. Thank you. Jay Gerwitz, everybody.
Jay Gerwitz, guys.
You stare at the beakers and suddenly remember something. There was a kid named Kermit in a Goosebumps book you once read.
Yes.
Monster Blood 3. What? And he invented a liquid that made things shrink. But what color was the liquid? Choose the blue liquid. Turn to page 67. Pick the purple liquid, turn to page 28.
Carl Stein is patting himself on the back right here.
Yeah, he's trying to sell you more books. God, what do we think, blue or purple?
I mean, purple was the peanut butter, and it made us get bigger.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So yeah, I'm trying to remember so Monster blue. Blood 3.
Should we? I feel like, so Monster Blood, if I'm remembering correctly, my rad 90s Goosebumps covers, or was it something different? Was Monster Blood the one with the giant hamster on the cover?
Yeah, I think Monster Blood makes people grow, right?
Yeah.
But I thought Monster Blood was green.
So did I, but I think there's a
blue I remember.
One. But this is Monster Blood 3.
Monster Blood is definitely the name of the super soldier serum.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say blue. I feel like blue is what
it's
we want to eat.
Let's go blue.
We're going to go blue. Page 67. And then let's all remember Monster Blood 3 so we could look up the cover at the end to see where we went
blue
wrong.
Like jet blue.
Oh, yes, exactly. Okay.
Connect the dots, everyone.
How deep does this go?
You break off a piece of cake and dunk it in the blue liquid. You're sure Kermit used blue liquid to make things shrink in Monster Blood 3. You take a bite of the cake. Please work, you think, please. And then suddenly you feel as if you're falling. You gasp and glance around. You are falling. You've suddenly become small again all at once, and you're falling straight toward the open dumpster. Squish! You land right in the middle of the smelly, soft, slimy, disgusting cake, but you don't care. You climb out of the dumpster and thank Effie. You're very welcome, she replies. She hands you a towel. While you're wiping yourself off, she ducks inside the bakery. She returns with a big box of chocolate cupcakes. Here you are, she says. A treat to take home to your yaunt and yunkle. Thank you, you reply. You take the box and start home. But as soon as you're out of sight, you throw it away. You didn't want to hurt Effie's feelings, but you're sick of chocolate cake. The next time you're hungry, you decide it's Brussels sprouts and broccoli for you. The end.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
So we got away with it.
We did it.
We got away with all the bad things that we did.
Well, we just smashed stuff by accident. It was by an accident.
We released an elephant into the wild. That's good. We, we blew a whistle. We didn't get all of the employees the CEOs.
We
shouldn't have ever had the peanut butter. Because we were appropriately yoked when we just ate the cake. That was when we were dinging home runs.
Yeah.
That was when we were punching Barney.
We were kind of...
There was that cute little pitcher who was kind of like, hey, you should come back tomorrow.
I remember that. Murph, didn't you like... You did something where she like she like brushed up against us like and said good hit or something?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if that happened in the book.
I can't remember if that happened either. Yeah.
She said like, hey, I've got the keys to the storage locker at Boeing if you want to like explore a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like we did... We kicked it off with a pretty silly run. Because we went with the chocolate cake instead of the purple peanut butter. Like, you guys did that kind of just to troll me, I think.
It does make me curious what happens if you just go straight to peanut butter.
I guess maybe we just skip, like, the baseball game.
Maybe.
And we just grow huge because the cake just made us a little bit big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like we, like, fully explored this book, though. I mean, I guess we could do a purple peanut butter run.
I think that'll just give us the same thing because we end up eating it anyway. Let's look up Monster Blood 3.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
Okay, Monster Blood 3, there's just a giant, it's just a giant kid's feet. There's no there's no clues.
So this is in the Monster Blood universe for sure.
This is in the Monster Blood universe. So we know within the book there's talk of some kind of blue chemical that makes things small again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no clues on the cover. Anyway, you can head on over to our Patreon. We'll do another APIP book club over there. We've got a bunch of actually these give yourself goosebumps goosebumps books.
Self-scare. Self-care is so important.
We're going to be doing some self-scare over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hey.
Don't scream yet, right?
Whoa.
That's right. We've got some live shows to plug. Let's see here. We are going to be in Minneapolis for Dungeon Court on September 13th, Madison, Wisconsin on September 14th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin on September 15th, Chicago for Dungeon Court on September 16th, Los Angeles for Dungeon Court Live on October 26th, Denver on October 27th, Sacramento October 28th.
Scary.
Portland is sold out. Thank you, Portland.
Yeah.
Las Vegas on November 10th, New Orleans on November 14th, Orlando on November 15th, and finally, rounding it out with Dungeon Court Live in Fort Lauderdale on November 17th.
Woohoo!
Amazing.
Hot.
Sweet. And you can follow us on social media that remain right now use at THMurphsMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Axford's Emily, and at Jaker, which is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD, that's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
They made a book about a video game. Podcast about that book.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and you know what that means. It's time to shout out our capital B benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, Later Mixgator, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Al, Daniel G, Katie G, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little bit sexual. Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I, Danny Denster, TJM, Trele the Crayfay, Christopher B, Daniel R, Jordan L, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Binky Fiasco, the eccentric skeleton who hosts Spellcheck, Princess Y, Michael L, Simon the Archer, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, not currently starring in anything in solidarity with the WGA and SAG-AFTRA strike. Samuel B, Mike H, Alka-Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Heradrian, Rex Thaniel the White, Diana De Los Lopez, Cece Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rapid Foot Detective, Timmy R, Lucas B, Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder will come cold again, winter is coming, hashtag CCC forever, shout out to my fairy followers, Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Steven C, Mike K, Lady Taco, Victoria M, Callie's nail artist and gossip buddy. Oh, she deserves that. Jake L, Nick W, Swashbuckling Swag Snagger, William W, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Ryan Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, Ananorama, Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski de Rollo III, Item, The Simple Dimples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent Thrum as you are Daniels, The Sandrean, Ben A., Dave H., Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Dustin S., Danny F., Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant Izzy F., DPC is awesome, Sean, the shade tree mechanic of Shelbledar, Summer Rose Grantaire, Cat C., Kelsley, Misa of Hausen Zunza, Ariel, the occasional mermaid who will be sitting front row at the 5th anniversary show chanting Murph, 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 Selena N., Velociraptor, Be Perky Always, Pat L., Savexel, Lauren H., Talia, Ryan S., The Bone Duster, The Charming Floof, Melissa, Ball Business Illustrator. I would like to see maybe Jaina. How's she looking now? Bloops, Carly A., Connor S., Salil, Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H., Trub Hopdropper, Sydney T., Jack H., Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Aphorex, Lindsay W., Steel Birdie, Juicy Kiwi, and Nadcord presents a little picnic called Monjas, a live show, Tailgate in Central Park, 3 p.m. October 7th. Valen, Carlin C., Emily S., Noah, the bagel of all things, James G., Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Daddy Master Dandy, Eric B., Marcos, Learns the Balanced Druid, Dakota James P., Frida M., Pagos, betrothed self-proclaimed fae prince until Halloween 2023. Stay tuned. Oh, I am so curious. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Maggie S., the 2022 Spellcheck Champion. Binky thanks you for your service. Holly Hyena, Kristen Z., Leah C., Hunter H., May B., Pixel Stars, Akash T., Andrew, Crick Planeswalker, Doofiness, Cow, just Cow, Edison N., Russell H., a monk named Dilgo, Cody Care, our friend Simon calling Shelby for help, but time is distorting as they move through it. So fast do they hear him shout out. Keychains, Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kyra her busty queen, Matt M., your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle, Andrew and Sid. Nope. Sorry, just promoted to mom and dad, baby netball coming December. Congratulations.
John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia, who has gotten promoted due to her superb service to Simon. James F., M4L, Austin S., Wayfarer, has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Shane C., Purple Good Barrel Barbarian. Mary Beth C., see y'all in Chicago and New York City. Ooh, I can't wait. Contender in the making, Welsh Linder, Garrett G., One Big Curd, Mr. D., Talisman, the man with the lucky charms for you, Dana the Daisy, Sean J., Ethan B., Renee the Monster Captain, Gabrielle W., Box Clifton, the once and medium king, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mounting Crows, Winter Slade, Forrest H., aka Life is Like a Box of Martha Togold Sticky Buns, Riley S., Fico, Angry Wheat, Thrath, the Demon Lord of Spite, Anthony, the raddest of dudes, who secured his Carnegie Hall tickets for himself and his lovely partner, Josh, the finest of dudes, Josh H., Mango Empanadas, Clementine T., Caleb L., Fairy Followers Say Hi! Hashtag Calder Will Cold, Come Cold Again. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. Little Ferret Pal. Dogs of Babel, Mr. Meowski. Gino T., Mama Bell, the Silver Serpent herself. Simon will never penetrate my mental defenses. Faunir, Bow Chicka Wow Wow, Derek D, Tristan the Talentless Hunk, Leon K, legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign, Mios the Great, Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Angel, La Pamela, Sandra, Rita, as this continues, you know he's getting sweeter. Emma S, Red the Reforged, Warforged, Dragon Knight 86, The Godly King, a cat casually basking in the sun, enjoying the soothing sounds of Nadpod. Oh, that hit me right to my core. Hard Ones, Hot, Hump Gunk, what a thing to follow it with. Shelby, who now arrived in 2022 following the 2.2 crew and Tuhumia. Oh, good time to be alive. Stale Bread on Salad, aka Crouton. Jackson R., T3RHX, Michelle, Andrew S., Nova B., the Deathcore Bard, Caitlin D., Zborb. Blake H., Big Bev's bestie, Lloyd, the rat that controls my cerebellum, Opa Remy from Ratatouille style, Shelby C., Papa Sky Days, Mimo Sky Days, Tommy W., Michael D., Haley the Human, Lord Damon, Duke of the Dungeon, Megan N., The Big M., John Fraser, The Dice Lender, Stephanie of House in Zunza. Ooh, another, wow, the house grows. Jake's Ramen Shop, Tracy P., Karjish, and Benjamin A. Thank you all so much. You let us do what we do. We love what we do. And so, we love you. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.